Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is masculine pursuits. Each of my guests falls into one of three categories: beer, football, or women. My next guest has turned a remarkable career in sports into a second career as an author and motivational speaker. Best known for his 31 years as an NFL referee, we'll discuss the lessons he learned both on the field and off the field from his book, It's the Will, Not the Skill. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to ask a question of Jim Tunney, you can call us at 639-0008. Jim Tunney has had an exemplary life in sports. He's a former high school coach, teacher, principal, and district superintendent. He had a 40-year career in officiating football and basketball. 31 of those years, he was an NFL referee working a record 29 postseason games, including 3 Super Bowls, 10 NFC or AFC championships games, and 6 Pro Bowls, plus 25 Monday night football games. He officiated some of the most memorable games in NFL history. His book, Impartial Judgment, The Dean of NFL Referee Calls Pro Football as He Sees It, chronicles his NFL career. As a professional speaker, he's a past president of the National Speakers Association, and the NSA named him Philanthropist of the Year back in 2007. As an author, he's written or co-authored 9 different books. Today, we're going to be talking about one that he co-authored called It's the Will, Not the Skill. Welcome to the show, Jim Tunney. How are you today?
Bill, my pleasure. I'm not ready for it, but when you get ready for eulogies, I'm going to give you a call.
All right. Thanks so much. And I certainly don't want to hasten that in any way, Jim, so
no,
you just take your time before you call.
So
you've really had a remarkable career on so many different levels. So I'd like to start with the NFL career, if I can, and your officiating there. What was the highlight of your 31 years in the NFL?
Golly, when you work over 500 NFL games, Monday nights and all that, every Sunday afternoon, every Monday night was a highlight. But if I had to single out, and I'm pressing myself to do that, I guess the one game that was played in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, Super Bowl 11 between the Oakland Raiders and Minnesota Vikings, was especially important for me. I grew up just 4 miles from that Rose Bowl, a little town called San Gabriel, California.
Sure.
I went to Occidental College. We played Rose Bowl in the Rose Bowl games there. I refereed games as high school games and college games. My dad was an official, and he refereed the Rose Bowl game in 1947. With a guy named Buddy Young from Illinois and against UCLA, and I was there when my dad refereed that 47 Rose Bowl game. 30 years later to the month, 1977, I was the referee in the first Super Bowl ever played in the Rose Bowl, Super Bowl 11. So it was a great opportunity for me. Brought home a lot of memories. I knew how to sneak in and steal hot dogs and all that. I knew that place was right now.
That is great. And what serendipity that 30 years later you were doing the exact same thing that your father had done before you. Now, Jim, take us inside the locker room. I mean, football gets covered in so many different angles. We see the players before the game as they're prepping for the game. We hear the speeches in the locker room, that kind of stuff. Nobody pays attention to the NFL or any officials, for that matter, and goes inside of that locker room. What's it like as you prepared for the games during your 31 years?
No attention is given because maybe that's the best way to go. You don't know who these guys are. In fact, the first book I wrote, you mentioned Impartial Judgment, John Madden wrote the foreword to it, and he said, who are these guys? I mean, what kid grows up wanting to be a referee, for God's sake? You want to be a player or a coach? But the work doesn't start inside the locker room. It starts right after the last game. So let's say we finish a game on Sunday. As I walk off the field, the first question I ask myself, did I leave this game better than I found it? Then I fill out an evaluation sheet. Self-evaluation doesn't go to anybody else. Each one of our crew, the 7 officials, fills that out, and we start preparing that week for the next week. And on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're looking at films. Now it's DVDs. We're on computers and all that sort of thing. But we're looking at the game that we worked, and we're critiquing ourselves. And I say to salespeople and managers all over, how would you like to have a camera follow you around all day, every day, and film everything that you did, everything that you should have done, and then critiqued by your supervisor? And that takes place during the week. So when we get to the locker room on Saturday, actually to the stadium, to the hotel on Saturday, we go over that film together as a crew of seven. We're looking at every play, every call, every no call, good, bad, right, or wrong, and self-critiquing ourselves after the league office has done that and graded you on every performance that you have.
My gosh.
So you get to the locker room, you're into that, you're ready to go, you're gearing up like a player is, and you get the butterflies, you get the excitement, you get the anticipation.
Well, that's a lot of scrutiny, Jim. I mean, is there a lot of competition for the NFL refereeing positions that are available? I mean, it's a limited number of people who actually do it on a week-in, week-out basis.
We have 119, maybe 120 now as they've added an extra official. But they tell me there's about 2,000 applications every year for NFL jobs as an official. And they select, this year I think they selected four.
Wow.
The competition is pretty heavy. I was fortunate in 1960, Billy, to not even applied, not even have applied. I was refereeing the colleges, UCLA, USC, the Pac-8 as it was then, the Pacificos Conference actually was called. And they saw me and asked me to join, and I did. That was fortunate for me to be in the right place at the right time. Most officials have to apply over and over, and it takes sometimes 15 to 20 years after you start officiating to get into the NFL.
Wow, that's incredible. My guest is Jim Tunney. He is a former NFL referee for over 31 years, also author of the book It's the Will, Not the Skill. And Jim, being involved in sports as you were at the high school, college, and professional level, you obviously gained some experience about sports and life along the way, and you've sort of encapsulated those lessons into your book, It's the Will, Not the Skill. So first of all, how'd you come up with that title? Very catchy title.
Well, the book features a good friend of mine named Herm Edwards. Herm was grew up here in the Monterey Peninsula where I live. We know each other for 30 years. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles, played locally in the high schools and things. When he got the head coach of the New York Jets, I decided that this guy needs to have his story told. He shined shoes at Fort Ord when it was in operation because his father was a master sergeant there. Shined shoes for 35 cents a pair of shoes, mowed lawns, borrowed a lawnmower for $1 a lawn he would then in those days. A little kid growing up with that environment and that kind of a disadvantaged environment and then becomes a head coach of the New York Jets, it's the will, not the skill. We say that all 32 teams in the NFL have great skill players and they wouldn't be there. But the two teams to get the Super Bowl have the will, not the skill. And we did a lot of things that talk about the styles, the way to get there. And one of the things we said, and it applies to today's economy, and I talk to audiences about this all the time as I'm going to Texas next week and talk to a group of people, you can lose your momentum, but never lose your confidence. As the economy gets bad and down, we tend to lose our confidence. Well, all we've lost really is our momentum. Our confidence is up to us. We've got to maintain that. We say the possibilities always lie ahead of you, not behind you. And yet we often think of the things we didn't do right, the things that went sour on us, and we focus on those rather than blocking those out of our mind and thinking, what's ahead? The good things lie ahead of us.
Wow. I mean, great advice for these difficult times. My guest is Jim Tunney. Jim, there's so many lessons packed into that book. It's hard to pick out one or two, but I'm going to ask you to share some of those lessons. But before you get to choose, I want to choose one. And it's one of your early lessons. Excellence is good. Exemplary is better. Now, Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, really, he strove for perfection, but then he settled for excellence. So what do you mean by excellence is good, exemplary is better?
Well, we can talk to our kids, for example, parent-child, and we talk to our kids a lot about doing the right thing and being the right thing, going to school and doing your homework and doing all the things right. But you've got to show that. You've got to show that by your behavior. You've got to exemplify what you want the kids to learn. You've got to, as a leader, you've got to exemplify what your team is supposed to do. And I use the word team, T-E-A-M, as an acronym, together. Everyone accomplishes more, but you've got to show that by the things that you do, by your behavior, by your style, by your methods. And I think you teach a lot better that way. You don't have to preach to people, just show that you're doing the right thing and get them encouraged. And people will follow that if they see the right things happening.
I love it. Actions speak louder than words. Jim, I'm going to ask you to comment on something. We see a lot of it nowadays, and that's the dancing and the celebrations in the end zone after a touchdown. And it just seems to me, as a casual football observer, that the game today is all about showmanship, entertainment, entertaining us as the fans. What do you think about these taunting exhibitions that happen in the end zones after scores?
Well, I never liked that, Billy. I just think that it's a look at me, look what I do. And to go back to that TEAM, you can't do it by yourself. But the other thing that it does is it shows a disrespect to the other team. I mean, you're flaunting your victory. You're flaunting your success. Now, it's good to celebrate your success. It's good to pat each other on the back and be excited about it and energized about it, because it energizes you for the next opportunity. But you don't want to show anybody up by making that kind of an exhibition that shows that, hey, I'm better than you and I can do that. If you're going to do that, then when the other team scores, you ought to celebrate that too, because that's a celebration. But just showing of disrespect by celebrating that, but it does get down to marketing. It does get down to a player thinking, well, no, if I do this, maybe I'll get a sponsorship or something. That's not what football is about. That's not what sports is all about. Sports is about doing the best you can and picking the other guy up when he loses. Nobody likes to lose, and when you win, you ought to be congratulating the guy who's losing that he did the best job he could and hang in there type of thing.
Good sportsmanship never goes out of style. My guest is Jim Tunney. Jim, of all the lessons that you've distilled in your book, It's the Will, Not the Skill, what stands out in your mind?
Well, I think one of the things that is important is never let anybody steal your grin. I mean, these are tough times and things get tough, but if you keep smiling, and when you work with people, having a smile on your face is what it's all about. It's important that you feel it yourself as a winner, that you're going to do the right thing, you're clear, you're confident, and no matter what happens, you're not going to lose that confidence. That's a vital issue. And I watched that, Billy, on the football field. I watched the momentum swing from one team to the other. You can actually see it. You can feel it as an official on the field. You can see the momentum change. And as the players get their heads down, and when they walk off the field with their head down, you know that they're defeating themselves. Keep your head up. Keep smiling. Keep working at it. Keep looking forward. The possibilities always lie ahead of you.
I like it. Jim, you say in the book, when you're doing the right things, good things will happen. And I know that there are a lot of people out there listening to the sound of our voice right now who are struggling. They're trying to do the right things. They're doing what they think are the right things. Talk to me and elaborate on the doing the right things and good things will happen, because so many people are in need of that inspiration right now.
Well, I think you and I are in need of it, too. I think there's no question about all of us have that need from time to time. And I happen to believe that. And if you don't believe it, then it's not going to happen. You really got to have that faith. The faith is what it's all about. Faith in yourself, faith in the future, faith in the things that will happen. If you do the right things, it may not happen right now. You know, it's the old story, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And sometimes you're not ready for that appearance yet, because you take yourself down too many times. You may be on a roller coaster up and down, but keep thinking that good things are going to happen and things will happen to you. In fact, I often ask the question of people, is the best times of your life behind you or ahead of you? And I always think the best times of my life are ahead of me. And a great opportunity to be in education, to be in football, to be on a platform for people, to write books. But I think the best things are yet to come. In fact, what I do every week, Billy, is I write a weekly email called On the Tunney Side of Sports, and I take issues from the field of sports and relate them to life. I'm writing one for next week about the spirit in the rule, not just the rule itself, but there's a spirit in the rule that says just do the right thing.
Oh, I love it. My guest is Jim Tunney, former NFL referee for over 31 seasons. And Jim, as an educator and a former coach, talked about the role that sports plays in the maturation of young people. I mean, as you look at our education system, have sports really taken a back seat, or are they driving high school education?
Well, sometimes they drive high school education. Sometimes the whole thing about the school is, I've often said in the school where I was associated with, and particularly in LA City schools, when you have a winning team, everybody's spirit is up. When you have a losing team, Monday morning is pretty tough sometimes. But sports is a great metaphor for life, and particularly football. In football, there's 11 different people doing 11 different jobs for a single purpose. And where do you learn to get along with other people? Where do you learn teamwork? Where do you learn to build teams? Well, you learn it on the field. Maybe you could learn it in band or drill team or other activities for other team, but you don't necessarily learn teamwork in English or history or math or social studies. You learn it in terms of getting along with other people in activities on some type of an athletic field or playground.
That is true. My guest is Jim Tunney. Jim, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, It's the Will, Not the Skill?
I want to take away the fact that they can believe in themselves, that they do have the will, but maybe not the skill is there. One of the things, Billy, that I've been doing now for over 35 years is being part of the California Special Olympics. And if you watch a special athlete perform in his or her sport, you'll see they don't have the skill, but they sure have the will, the drive, the determination to do their very best. And you know, win or lose, they've done their very best.
Well, they do, and that's an admirable cause. Rafer Johnson has been a guest on our show as well, so we support that cause too. My guest has been Jim Tunney, former NFL referee, author of the book It's the Will, Not the Skill. Jim, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, maybe they want to subscribe to the Tunney side of the street, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, the email is jim@jimtunney.com for the Tunney side of sports, jim@jimtunney.com. Or they can go to the website, www.jimtunney.com. We don't use the World Wide Web anymore, so we just say jimtunney.com. And the website will direct them to products and to ideas and to things that they can hopefully make their life better.
Oh, that is great. Jim, it has been a privilege. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, anytime. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you.